This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop, and we do it every time. We've got Casey Johnson.
Yeah.
Go ahead. It was one of my infamous gaffes. I've had a few of them, but this is what the last interview sounded like with Casey Johnson. Let's welcome in Casey Johnson, writes for the Chicago Tribune, also works for NBC Sports Chicago. What's up, Casey? How you doing?
Steiny, I left the Tribune 6 years ago.
Oh, man. All right.
Never gets old,
okay,
Casey.
Let me get it right. Let's welcome in Casey Johnson, Chicago Bulls insider for the Chicago Sports Network.
My man, he
yes.
got it right.
Oh, sweet. What's up, Casey? How you doing, man?
How's life in the Bay Area? One of my favorite places in the country. I love that place.
Yeah, it's doing well. We got stuff brewing with Jonathan Kuminga, a restricted free agent. He's one of the few that didn't get extended last summer. Josh Giddey of the Bulls also didn't get extended last summer. If I were to just say, hey, KC, what's going on with Josh Giddey? How would you answer that?
I would answer that he was the highest member of that draft class not to get extended last fall. So he beats Jonathan Kuminga in that department. But look, it's a slow, restricted free agency market for a lot of reasons, the biggest of which only the Brooklyn Nets had max salary cap space entering free agency, and they moved right into that with the acquisition of Michael Porter Jr. from the Denver Nuggets. So there's just not any offer sheets to sign out there. Now, obviously, sign-and-trade discussions can take place with teams, but I've heard very little on that front regarding either Josh Giddey or Jonathan Kuminga. And look, the Bulls are being smart. They recognize they have the power because they have matching rights, and they realize it's a slow-moving marketplace, and they're obviously trying to get him on a team-friendly deal. This is not to say that they don't like Josh Giddey, because they do. They traded Alex Caruso for him. It's to say that they're trying to be prudent and judicious and smart as they enter this offseason.
Casey, always a pleasure to talk to you, man. And I just got to share with you, what are the Bulls trying to do? Where are they at now? And I got a man crush on Coby White, and I was telling Steiny and the listeners here, is one, your thoughts on Kuminga, and if they were to do some type of crazy sign and trade, how could the Bulls not want Coby White?
Well, I think the Bulls do want Coby White. I think there's been some chatter about him being available. I have not heard that from the people that I talked to. So, you know, he's in an interesting situation because he's outplayed the team-friendly deal that he's on that came out of his own restricted free agency a couple years ago. And the Bulls would love to extend him this offseason because the CBA rules prohibit Coby from getting 140%. Raised beyond 140%, so that would be another team-friendly deal. Kobe's not going to do that. He's going to hit unrestricted free agency next summer, but the Bulls still can re-sign him then. And everything I've been led to believe is that the Bulls still value him highly internally. Yeah, the Bulls are going through a change, obviously. It started with last summer with the trade of Caruso for Giddey, and then the sign-and-trade of DeMar DeRozan, and then obviously moved Zach LaVine during the season. So they're trying to kind of retool on the fly, stay competitive, get younger, and rebuild that way. It's hard to do. They're kind of loosely using the Indiana Pacers as their role model, trying to build out a roster 9 or 10 deep. But, you know, Pacers obviously have two dudes in Siakam and Halliburton, although the latter obviously is in a just a really sad situation right now. But I predict he'll come back. So we'll see. I mean, Kobe and Giddey are kind of the faces of the franchise. Matisse Bouzelis is another nice piece, and then we'll see where it goes.
Casey Johnson joining us on 95.7 The Game, Chicago Bulls insider for the Chicago Sports Network. It feels to me like over the last year or so, Casey, like the Warriors and Bulls have been linked, whether it's, you know, LaVine's name came up out here, Lonzo Ball's name came up out here, and the name that's always come up out here is Vucevic. Where are the Bulls with him right now? I know he's got one more year left.
Yeah, so I've been told, because you're absolutely right, Steiny, you know, these teams have been linked quite a bit in the last couple of years. And I was told that before the Warriors moved in on and realized they could get Butler, I heard that they were pretty, you know, in some pretty substantive talks with the Bulls regarding LaVine, and that Vucevic might have even been involved in that deal. I've since heard that the Warriors' interest in Vucevic has cooled a little bit. I think he'd be a great fit there. You know, I don't know what kind of, you know, draft capital they have remaining to trade, because that's what the Bulls would be looking for in return. And here's the thing with Vooch, like, he's like the total pro, so he can handle being part of a competitive team. He can handle being part of a rebuilding team. But I do feel like there's a certain sense of obligation here now within the Bulls franchise to kind of do right by Vooch and try to get him to a better place, because, you know, Vooch is looking around going, wait, Caruso's gone, DeRozan's gone, LaVine's gone, why am I still here? You know, so, but I do think, you know, he's available, but they're not just going to give him away because he's a really good player too. So if the right deal comes along, they'll make that move. You know, you guys know how this league is. Everything's fluid, right? But last I heard, when I was talking to people around the draft combine, I heard that the Warriors' interest in Vucevic had cooled a little bit.
Wow. And I think he can play. I'm curious here, Casey, this question I asked you. Obviously, no right or wrong answer, but I'm a 70s baby, and I tell Steiny all the time, I'm used to players staying put and building something and losing and coming back and trying to extract revenge. But I can't ignore what guys like Sham Sharani have told us. You know, just last week, boy, this is going to be a big free agency class and splash. And I got a lot of friends and fans disappointed. Can you walk us through, you know, hearing those reports and then what you saw? And if you care at all, they just kind of been quiet on the set this year in free agency.
I don't mind it because, like, look, this league is cyclical and it goes through cycles. And right now, to me, what the cycle is this is the reaction to the new CBA. And I think it's less about – I think it's less about the apron. Well, I mean, it's partly about the apron rules. I know Draymond Green recently opined that. What I would say is, to me, most teams are extending their own players, and that's a byproduct of this collective bargaining agreement. You're seeing these guys sign massive extensions with their own teams to stay put. And so I just don't think, like, the free agency class is as, you know, star-studded. And it the days of, you know, ring hunting and star power and big three, those are kind of going by the wayside a little bit. And I also think if you look at the last couple of seasons, like, huge names have been moved via the trade market. And so to me, like, that's another reaction to the new CBA. Like, the trade market has kind of become the new free agency. So, I mean, some massive names have been moved in the trade market. So that's the way I view it. You know, there's still been some movement, not a lot, but it's mostly been guys signing extensions with their own teams.
Yeah, Casey Johnson joining us on 95.7 The Game, Chicago Bulls insider for the Chicago Sports Network. Yeah, I want to wait to see next summer's free agency because I'm hearing that, you know, teams will have more money and the class is better. So I don't know about you, but I'm willing to say this is a one-year thing until I see it continue for a couple more years.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like I said before, like we all knew going into free agency, only Brooklyn had, you know, massive salary cap space. And the word around the league was that Brooklyn was going to kind of keep their powder dry and try to save some of their cap space for next year. Then they make the Michael Porter Jr. Acquisition that ate up some of that cap space. So they're not really major players anymore. But yeah, we haven't even gotten really to Kuminga yet. I've heard it slow. I mean, I've all along kind of thought he was going to go back there on a short-term deal. I don't know how much you guys probably talk about it a lot, but what's kind of your guys' thoughts on where Kuminga is going to be?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, we talked to it ad nauseum, you know, and it's frustrating, and we have different opinion of him, Casey, but I was just going to ask you that. So the guy fell out the rotation. Curry gets hurt, and we're still sick with that hamstring blue. And here comes Kuminga. They don't win. But, Casey, I'm watching those three or four games like you're telling me this guy doesn't fit or couldn't help another team. So I feel like with the right toolage and opportunity, Kuminga could be a player. And I know he's not perfect, but that's the frustrating part. It looks like Kerr can't find a role for him. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm telling Steiny and you, I want him to remain here. But how do you see it? Like, how did you take in his playoff performance? Did that change what you thought of him?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
My opinion, I mean, he clearly played well, so let's start there. But my opinion on him from afar, and obviously you never know unless you cover a team, you know, you don't know how it works on the inside, right? So this is just my opinion from afar. He's clearly skilled. He's clearly athletic. I don't know if, like, he's the most instinctive basketball player. And I don't know if he can thrive in a team system. I think he's kind of more like an athlete who, like, just shines individually. And I don't know. That's just my impression from afar. I don't know if I'm right. And, I don't cover him on a daily basis. I don't want to speak ill on the guy. I agree. I think he's clearly skilled in the right opportunity. He might be a very good player. You know, he'd been linked to the Bulls some. I never bought into that. And the offseason moves the Bulls have made, to me, have said that even more strongly. Like, they've traded for Isaac Okoro, and they've drafted a young wing in Noah Essanguet from France, who's obviously a project at 18 and a half years old. But yeah, I'm curious to see where Kuminga goes. And at this point, I expect him to be back with Golden State, and it's up to them to try to figure out how to make it work there.
Casey Johnson joining us on 95.7 The Game, Bulls insider for the Chicago Sports Network. I mean, you know, having covered the league forever or for a long time, you and me, like, what's going to be the impetus? Let's just talk about Giddey. What is going to be the impetus to him either, you know, getting a deal or are getting moved. Like, what is going to be the thing that moves this thing? And I would assume it'll work for Kuminga too. The answer.
Yeah, I mean, my feeling is like, what, there's that stat Bobby Marks has been touting lately, like only three players have signed a qualifying offer and played on the qualifying offer in the last 5 years. I mean, the Bulls have all the leverage here.
Right.
He's a restricted free agent. So my sense of how the negotiations are going is, you know, it's pretty well documented. Giddey saw the Jalen Suggs deal and wanted $30 million as well because he went one pick behind him, and they're not similar players, but have similar, you know, standing within the organization. And I've just never heard that number associated from the Bulls end. So, like, he's not getting $30 million this offseason from the Bulls, I'll tell you that. It would take another team to want to sign him to a $30 million deal for him to get that, and then the Bulls to agree to a sign-and-trade. The Bulls don't have to do anything. They can say, here's the number. Here's generational wealth for 4 or 5 years. Do you want that, or do you want to play on the qualifying offer of $11 million and risk it? I mean, that's what restricted free agency is all about. I'm assuming the Warriors are having similar conversations with Jonathan Kuminga's representatives. That's just the reality of it, especially in this marketplace, which, as we've talked about on this segment, has been pretty scarce and pretty slow moving. So the Bulls were really proactive in extending Patrick Williams in restricted free agency to a 5-year, $90 million deal. I all along said that even though he's been an underachieving player and a player who's had trouble staying healthy, I was less hung up on $18 million a year. I didn't really mind that, especially with the rising salary cap. I didn't love the 5 years, and now you're in year two of that deal, and that contract already can't be moved. So that's kind of why the Bulls are now even more like, all right, we learned from that one. We've got to hold to our guns here and just play hardball. And you don't want to alienate the guy either, because I want to emphasize, right, like, the biggest point of this. Like, they traded Alex Caruso for him. They like Josh Giddey. They like how he played the second half of last season, but they also don't want to just go, here's 5 years, $150 million. So, like Kuminga, I think this will stretch out a little bit. It already has, and we'll see where both teams end up.
Is it one of those, Casey, domino effects? We see Giddey sign, and then you see, could something happen with Kuminga and the rest of the unrestricted free agents?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know the Warriors' books as well as I know the Bulls' books, but I assume, again, with restricted free agency, that's kind of in general how it goes. Like, a team goes, hey, do you want this much guaranteed money over 4 years, because this is the number we're not budging from, and if you don't like it, then play on the qualifying offer. Yeah. That's just how teams roll. So again, I don't know the Warriors' books or tax situation as well as I know the Bulls, but I guarantee you right now the Bulls are not offering $30 million a year to Josh Giddey.
Wow, and I think we can say the same thing out here about Jonathan Kuminga. Hey, KC,
you're the man.
Really appreciate it, man, and hope you've forgiven me. And I'll get it right. I'll get it right from here on out.
Yeah, now that you get that, I mean, I liked you before, but now you got it right. You have me back anytime, man. I'm all yours, man.
There you go.
I wanted to clear something up, but I'll let him go because I know he's busy.
Well, all right, guys.
Okay. All right. Thanks for
joining
us. Yeah.
Thanks, you buddy.
Thanks. Later.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.